Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Waterways Ireland has opened a restored stretch of the Ulster Canal. It's the second of three phases of restoration. The 1.5 kilometres goes from Clonas to Clonfaddin, County Monaghan, and includes a new marina in Clonas, restored canal and towpath and engineering works. Well, Waterways Ireland Chief Executive John McDonough joins us now. And John, you're welcome. Just how big is this canal project?
In total, it's a big project. There's three phases, as you mentioned. So it's going to run over 14 kilometres in total, phase one, two and three. In terms of cost, we estimate that the total three phases could amount to 130 million.
Wow. And in terms of those three phases, then, what has been done so far?
OK, phase one is completed since 2018. So that's a small stretch, about 2.5 kilometres, that runs from Lough Erne up to Castle Saunderson, which is where the International Scout Centre is in place. Phase two started in August 2022 and completed in June this year, which is what we were doing today up there, which is celebrating the completion of the project. And that's, as you said, a roughly just over a kilometre running from the border at Clonfad right up to Clonus. It was a relatively complex project. One half of it had a lot of engineering infrastructure, things like flood relief culverts, aqueduct bridges, etc. The other half of it has, as you mentioned, a marina, which will have the facility to allow a mooring for 36 berths.
And a greenway, I think, running along aside it, is that right?
Correct, yeah. 1 kilometre of greenway running along, which over time will connect with other greenway developments across Northern Ireland and Ireland.
It sounds like it'll be a fantastic new resource for the community.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, Clonus has been waiting for this particular project for many, many years. It's been talked about probably over decades, frankly. There was a huge crowd there today at the celebration. Lots of people coming up to me saying, you know, we talked about this 30, 40 years ago. They probably didn't believe that it would ever happen. And in fairness, there were times over the last years when there was no funding and there was planning, or there was no planning and there was funding. Mm. So it's come together. And, you know, lovely, super weather day today, sunshine, lots of people out there enjoying themselves. Really nice day.
So when phase three is completed, then what waterways will be connected?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when phase three is connected, it'll connect one and two, and it will enable somebody in Clonus effectively to head south into the Erne system through the Shannon Erne system in Leitrim, onto the Shannon and go the whole way down to Limerick, or alternatively, you know, come off the Shannon either onto the Grand Canal or the Royal Canal, effectively opening up all of the waterway network across Ireland.
And when exactly would you hope that might be completed?
We hope that phase three will be completed in 5 years' time, 2029.
Okay, so something to look forward to as well as what's happened today. I know separately you've proposed a bylaw change that would raise the registration fee for boats using the Shannon. Can you talk me through a little bit on why you're doing that and what stage is that at?
Yeah, okay. So when we talk about the revision of the bylaws, we're talking about a couple of things. So first of all, you have the bylaws that regulate the canals. So the Royal Canal, the Grand Canal, and that section of the Barrow that is the canal as well. That's one section. And then you have the Shannon Navigation Act that effectively regulates the Shannon Erne system, and in the future, the Ulster Canal that we're talking about. Both of those sets of bylaws are over 30 years old. They're out of date. They're not fit for purpose anymore. So the purpose is to actually bring them up and modernise them. There are a whole range of things going on within the proposals, ranging from health and safety, environmental legislation updates, updates on marine safety, inclusion, for example, of rules and regulations around greenways, which didn't exist back then. And in addition to that, there are changes being proposed around some fees. So if we take the registration fee, the registration fee was originally £100. That was converted to €127. We're proposing in the new bylaws that will become €200.
It's a big increase, isn't it?
And not if you look at it from an inflationary perspective, because if you did it and you applied inflation over all those 30 years plus, we'd be probably looking at something like 280s or so. And I have to say, Sarah, generally the feedback that we've had from all the consultations on that registration fee is positive. So broadly, people are kind of okay with it.
Okay, I just want to ask you finally, John, Waterways Ireland is one of the bodies that's been involved in the Grand Canal and the international protection applicants living in tents along the Grand Canal and being moved away from the banks of the Grand Canal. What has that cost you, and what do you think of your involvement there?
Well, our involvement is we're property owners, first of all. So we're obviously trying to secure our property. But the bigger issue is around mitigation and elimination of risk. So, you know, the tent locations don't enable or have any type of sanitation facilities, first of all. So from a public health perspective, that's not what we want. In addition to that, there have been tent locations very close to the water, lock chambers, etc. And we would have a really serious concern about health and safety issues there. So that's kind of a little bit of the background around the removal of tents there. In terms of cost, the predominant cost has been around the erection of fencing, for example, and removal of various things. And our estimate at this stage is about €90,000 for the three large tent relocation exercises which we undertook.
And how long do you expect to have to leave that fencing there?
That's a really good question. If we take the fencing away, we'll be back to square one. So what we're trying to do is find an alternative solution that enables people to use the amenities and, you know, is more aesthetically pleasing. That will involve architectural redesign. We're currently looking at options to do that. We don't envisage that that will happen overnight. So we're probably looking at weeks to months.
And sorry, can you just give me some indication as to what you'd be looking at there? Just architectural redesign to make it so that you wouldn't be able to pitch a tent, is it? How would you do that?
Well, it's not just that. I think it also, we're going to look at biodiversity in terms of how we protect biodiversity. We're also looking at trialing along that stretch and a little bit further up, what I would call new type amenity recreational pieces. So, for example, a space where people could exercise, a space where people could get in and into the water easily to canoe, a space for people where there may be reflection or meditation. So we're looking at a number of different concepts to okay. see if actually they will work along that stretch.
Okay, and sorry, just to clarify, so I'm understanding you correct, they're amenities ideally, that's what you're describing there, but they are also amenities that would make it impossible to pitch a tent. So you sort of, it's a win-win from your perspective. Is that the idea?
Well, we hope it's a win-win for everybody because, I mean, we need to find a pragmatic solution, but at the same time, it needs to have a certain aesthetic.
All right, Waterways Ireland Chief Executive John McDonough, thank you very much.